Hi, Cornerstone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Francois, and together with my wife Natalia, we lead Cornerstone Rosebank. We have two children, and we're having a wonderful time there. This last 3 weeks, we've managed to meet together safely and responsibly, yes, sanitized and socially distanced, and it's been a wonderful time. I did mention at Rosebank this last week, and also when I met with the Victorious Warriors during the week, that as a church, we have an amazing privilege. You know, people complain about, why can casinos meet? Why can you go to the shop? Why can you be on the beach? But at a church, we can get together with up to 50 people and worship together. And you know what? You could find 100 good preachers on a Sunday morning, but to have fellowship and worship with other Christians is a privilege that you won't find anywhere else. So I'm a glass half full kind of Christian. And so we gather. During our discipleship this last week, we also spoke about storms, the parable of Jesus about building on the sand and building on the rock and actually hearing the words and doing them. And what I love about Jesus' description is he says that when the storms and the rain come, and that's not a fun concept. He didn't say if, he said when. And so many of us are experiencing those rains and storms. Today, I'm not going to speak about that. Today, I'm going to speak about praying, because God is more concerned about our attitude of heart than about our actual circumstance. Part of the discipleship process of Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray. And I love it because there's a little detail that you might notice. The pronouns in the Lord's Prayer are plural. So when Jesus said, "Our Father," it's not "my Father," it's "our Father." Suddenly our private prayer becomes a corporate prayer. And we're part of a family. That suddenly makes us part of a family. So isolation, loneliness, when we pray prayers the way that Jesus taught us to pray, suddenly we're part of something greater. We're part of a body. We're members of something that is much bigger. And that should bring encouragement and remove the narcissism and individualism that's part of our culture. And actually, we start to glorify our Father. And God blesses us as a body. The early church also have a great example of prayer, and I'm just going to read it. It's in Acts chapter 4. This happened during a time of persecution. So some people feel like this pandemic is persecution, and I don't think it's quite the same situation that they were experiencing. But this is what it says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 24. It says, "And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, 'Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and earth and sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain?'" And then verse 29, it says, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The prayer here was that not that the persecution would end, but that God would allow them to speak with boldness. We should pray those same kind of prayers. They said, "God, would you stretch out your hand to heal and to perform signs and wonders in the name of Jesus?" And so that's how it is for us. Paul also encourages us to pray in a similar way, but he encourages us to pray for all people, and also encourages us to pray for our government, to pray for kings. And at that time, the kings weren't quite as favorable. So regardless of your political affiliation or aspiration, this is a helpful prayer. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 1, it says, "First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Paul suggests that we pray for those in authority so that we can lead peaceful, quiet lives, but not so that we can have a nice time. The reason we lead peaceful, quiet lives is so that all people will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the point of why we pray for peace. That's the point of why we pray for the pandemic to end. And regardless of the situation, if God's hand intervenes, we will see people coming to the knowledge of the truth. So let us pray for our leaders, for wisdom. Let us pray for those who are fearful. Let us pray for those who are sick. Let us pray for those who have suffered loss, whether it is loved ones, whether it is property, whether it is a job. Let's pray for those people. And let's also pray that church gatherings would open up. We've been saying, can't we go back to meeting at 50% capacity? That's a great idea, but what about meeting at 100% capacity? Let us pray that God miraculously intervenes and the church is able to thrive in this time. And we pray that God would show his mighty hand so that all people will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. These are not me prayers, these are us prayers. Why? For this reason, that the gospel would spread. So I trust that you are encouraged, and I trust that you are encouraged to pray. So be blessed and have a wonderful week.